This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, April 14th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Rollins promises tariff safety net. White House narrows tariffs. Weather cutbacks could leave whole. Rollins, tariff safety net will be there. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins is doubling down on promises that the Trump administration will help farmers affected by tariffs, and she's downplaying concerns that a key funding source is running dry. It will be there, Rollins told Fox News on Sunday of a trade compensation package. Rollins said the administration won't know whether the assistance will be needed until negotiations with trading partners have played out. Only China has retaliated against new reciprocal tariffs so far. The president has said, I've got the farmers back, and my job is to ensure that we effectuate that promise to our farmers, Rollins said. Now take note. White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro said yesterday that the administration is in an active set of negotiations with the European Union, United Kingdom, India, Japan, South Korea, Indonesia, and Israel. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick also described early conversations with China through intermediaries. Lutnick echoed the president's recent optimism. I am confident that this is going to work out with China, Lutnick said. White House narrows reciprocal tariffs as Trump continues making threats. White House has spared a slate of consumer electronics from U.S. reciprocal tariffs unveiled on April 2nd, despite the president previously insisting there would be no exemptions. But even as the administration narrows the scope of reciprocal duties, President Trump continues to issue new tariff threats. Trump late last week said Mexico could face additional tariffs over a long-running water dispute with the U.S. under a 1944 treaty. Mexico is required to send the U.S. 1.75 million acre-feet of water from the Rio Grande every 5 years. The International Boundary and Water Commission estimates it has sent about a third of what it owes this cycle, which ends in October. We will keep escalating consequences, including tariffs and maybe even sanctions, until Mexico honors the treaty, Trump wrote on Truth Social. This is very unfair and is hurting South Texas farmers very badly. Discussions continue. Mexico acknowledges it has not lived up to the treaty, blaming a 3-year drought, but Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum Pardo said in a post on X, to the extent water is available, Mexico has been complying. The Mexican government has provided U.S. officials a comprehensive proposal to address lagging Rio Grande water deliveries, she said. I am confident that, as on other issues, an agreement will be reached, she added. Now take note, Rollins confirmed on Friday in an X post that she had a, quote, productive call with Mexico's agriculture secretary about the issue. We're moving fast. Stay tuned for updates, she wrote. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Nebraska Republican fears National Weather Service staffing losses will worsen Great Plains forecasts. A Nebraska Republican lawmaker is warning that a cutback in weather balloon launches could leave a hole in weather data for Nebraska and South Dakota. The launches are being reduced or halted completely at National Weather Service offices across the plains due to limited staff. Representative Mike Flood tells AgriPulse that the NWS office Omaha faces a 50% staff reduction amid retirement and cutbacks. Weather balloon launches have been halted there as well as in Rapid City, South Dakota, due to employee shortages. North Platte's office has cut launches to one daily. Flood says he's been pushing the White House to classify NWS meteorologists as public safety employees, a title that would provide them some protection from reduction efforts. These people need to be classified as public safety employees, Flood told AgriPulse. For decades, they've wanted that designation. They really are at the apex of public safety. Zeldin, EPA to protect environment and grow economy. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says his agency is embracing a mission that includes protecting the environment and driving economic growth. Some would say the EPA protects the environment. That's true. But there's a whole lot more to know beyond that, Zeldin said during a four-minute address on the EPA website. He says EPA, quote, will continue tirelessly in our work to ensure clean air, land, and water for every American, while simultaneously driving economic growth by unleashing energy dominance, pursuing permitting reform, and making the U.S. the AI capital of the world, and bringing back American auto jobs. Under my leadership, EPA will no longer view the goals of protecting our environment and growing our economy as binary choices. We must and we will choose both, Zeldin says. Left unsaid. As part of its strategy to promote economic growth, EPA last month targeted numerous regulations, including clean air rules limiting emissions of mercury and other air toxics from power plants. We are driving a dagger straight into the heart of the climate change religion to drive down the cost of living for American families, unleash American energy, bring auto jobs back to the U.S., and more, Zeldin says. Cutting climate ag research would hurt efficiency, environmental groups report. Cutting all climate-related agriculture research could impact up to $424 billion in grants at different federal agencies, the Breakthrough Institute estimates. The environmental research group came to the number after searching over 100,000 federal grant records for terms such as greenhouse gas emissions and climate mitigation. The group says cutting this research would affect farmers' productivity and global competitiveness, as several grants were focused on improving farming efficiency. They know climate mitigation efforts are often just a co-benefit in researching efficiency practices. The report comes as the Trump administration reviews 15 programs at USDA, many of which provide funding for climate mitigation research and practices. Here's today's final word. People make investment decisions that are years into the future if they're going to build a factory, or they're going to rehab an old factory, or buy a bunch of new tools. And right now, with Donald Trump, nobody can figure out what the rules will be 5 days from now, much less 5 years from now. That's Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts on CNN's State of the Union. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, April 14th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.